minutes, right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas, right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Stephen Dafoe.
And I'm Scott Henderson.
And this is the Dead from the Neck Up 25th Anniversary COVID-19 Quarantine Special. It has been exactly 25 years since our last Dead from the Neck Up Christmas special.
It's been 25 years since your last Dead from the Neck Up episode of any kind.
Hey, it's our old producer, Brian Dawkins.
Hey, Brian, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Where have you been for the last 25 years?
Witness relocation.
Yeah, remember that mafia sketch we did back then? Well, the mob does. And we've been hiding ever since.
And boy, have we missed a lot. Why, there's been so much in the past quarter century that we could have been lampooning.
President Bush.
President Clinton.
Another President Bush.
Not to mention the current election and that whole Trump and Biden nonsense.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I don't think anyone knows. But through the power of the internet and Zoom meetings, we're back together again during a pandemic when everyone can sure use a laugh.
When we thought back on the past 25 years and all the issues and events we can now make fun of, we lost count.
Stop the count.
What the hell? Donald Trump?
I got one of your little gab fest here on Zoom. Typical Democrats, counting without a Republican representative present.
We're not Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah, we're Canadians.
Typical Canadians, trying to steal the election.
Will you shut up, man?
Joe Biden? That's what I get for not making this Zoom meeting private.
Well, I'm hitting the mute button before this all gets out of hand. We try to do a nice little reunion show and someone's got to make it all political. What do you think about all this, Scott? What do you think of all of this, Scott? 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 Brian? Anyone? Wait, I meant to hit the mute button on those two political bozos, and I hit the mute button for everyone instead. Let me just unmute Scott and Brian.
And that's why I can't eat baked beans to this day.
When you guys are in witness relocation, I had to hide out in the Japanese geisha house for the last 25 years.
Lucky you.
Hey, Brian, how have you been surviving all these years?
I lost all my money in a crooked fantan game.
Anyway, this is our reunion Christmas special.
So pull up a roaring fire, a hot toddy, and prepare for the fun.
It's showtime, folks!
Now it's time for a Christmas message from the president of Larry's Berries.
Hi, this is Larry from Larry's Dairies. I know that we're all tired of COVID-19 and we're all waiting for that magic cure. Let me remind you that Larry's Dairies has always had our special Christmas eggnog. Remember when we used to have the bubonic plague, yellow fever, polio, and tuberculosis? Well, now they're not around anymore, but our special eggnog is still going strong. I can guarantee you that if you drink our special eggnog, then one day we can all ask ourselves, whatever happened to COVID-19? Stay safe, stay home, and drink our eggnog. Merry Christmas.
This has been a message from Larry's Dairies, where our eggnog is especially manufactured just for you. And so is the truth. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Santa, where art thou? I could really use a friend right now, and I don't want you to bring me a doggone thing. Oh, Santa, where art thou?
At this festive season, during the pandemic lockdown, we should all try to think of others. So we're asking everyone to donate to Project Lonely Guy. Remember all of those lonely men who are in quarantine with no one else to talk to? Well, with Project Lonely Guy, we will be providing lonely gentlemen with a Google Home, an Amazon Echo, or an Apple device. With one of these devices, a lonely guy can share Christmas with Google, Alexa, or Siri.
Hey Google, Merry Christmas.
Not if I have to spend it with some miserable loser like you.
Alexa! Alexa! I love you!
I'm playing a single hand in what looks like a losing game.
Siri, will you marry me?
Do you really think I would marry you? I've dated 80s microwaves with more sex appeal.
So this Christmas, make a lonely guy happy and donate to Project Lonely Guy.
Do it today. Those lonely guys aren't getting any younger. They're just getting hornier.
Santa, where art thou? I could really use a friend right now, and I don't want you to bring me a doggone thing. Oh, Santa, where art thou? Where art thou? Where art thou? Where art thou?
And now it's time for a Dead from the Neck Up retro comedy sketch from the 1995 Dead from the Neck Up Christmas special.
It's Christmas time again, and time for you to contribute to the 1995 Firefighters Toy Drive. This more than worthy organization buys toys for those unfortunate firefighters who just sit around the fire station with nothing but hope. Don't take my word for it, just ask Fireman Bob what would make his Christmas happier.
If only I had an inflatable rubber woman for those lonely times when there are no fires and nothing to do.
So give to the firefighters toy and drive and bring a smile to the face of those less fortunate than us. And remember, because fires don't happen every day.
I'm sitting here whipping Skippy all night long.
Oh, fir tree dark, oh, fir tree dear, I wander through the silent night.
Ba ba boom, ba ba boom. Hey, boys and girls, it's now time for the annual lighting of the Christmas tree with your mayor, Whipper Willie Wilson.
Merry Christmas to the fine denizens of this fair city of ours. It's been a tough year, but we've all weathered this pandemic by staying home and staying safe. I know many of you look forward every year to our annual Christmas tree lighting, but things are a little different this year. We can't all gather in masses at this time of year, so this virtual lighting of the Christmas tree is being streamed live for all of you from my very own home. Look at this wonderful blue spruce. Isn't it a beauty? 7 feet of nature's splendor for your Christmas enjoyment. City Council spared no expense and authorized one of our interns to venture to the wilderness and fell this illustrious arboreal delight. Oh, if you could only see the grandeur of this Tannenbaum. And now, for the lighting ceremony, with full heart, I throw the switches. Oh, how splendiferous! The majesty of it all! The beautiful, twinkling lights like the stars in the heavens! The fantastical ornaments of such precious metals of gold and silver! The grandiose trimmings, a sight to behold. Why, this gargantuan of the forest primeval even retains some of its natural elements, such as pine cones, an ancient bird's nest, and even a great, regal, snowy white owl. Wait, a snowy white owl? Holy crap! Oh my God, the owl has been alarmed by the twinkling of the lights of predator in defense of its home! My God, the humanity!
Ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-boom. This has been the annual Christmas tree lighting with the late Mayor Whippo Willie Wilson. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is a Papa Frassini.
And me too, Papa.
Shut up, Tony. We're here to tell the peoples about the Frassini Pizzeria Christmas Special. For $25, you get an extra big pizza with all of the Christmas trimmings, like the red and green peppers, the red hot pepperoni, and lots of other red and green items we got lying around.
Some of them didn't start out green, Papa. They turned that color after a while.
Shut up, Tony. Remember, an extra big pizza for $25 to celebrate the day 25 of December, when we celebrate the birth of the Bambino Jesus.
Tell them about the COVID-19 precautions, Papa.
Shut up, Tony! Okay, so what he said. Because of the COVID-19, we only have home delivery. You have to put your cash in an envelope and leave it on the porch. Then we leave you the pizza.
Don't forget to warn them about the porch pirates, Papa.
Shut up, Tony! What are you always on about? What do you mean about these porch pirates?
It's a real thing, Papa. Some people are stealing packages right off people's porches.
You mean some son of a bitch might steal our pizza?
It could happen, Papa.
What would prevent that son of a bitch from eating the pizza himself, or maybe reselling Papa's pizza?
It could happen, Papa.
Wait a minute, Tony. I forgot to tell the peoples about our new policy. 30 minutes or your pizza's stolen. No refunds. But don't worry. If your pizza is stolen, then you can buy the exact same pizza for 25% off. Again, to celebrate the day 25 of December, when we celebrate the birth of the Bambino Jesus.
I never heard of this new policy, Papa.
So if your pizza gets stolen, don't blame us. Just buy another pizza.
And watch out for those porch pirates.
But that's not us. We just sell the pizzas. We don't steal them too.
No, we got a guy for that.
Shut up, Tony! You stupid! Merry Christmas, peoples. And don't forget to stay home, stay safe, and order lots of pizzas.
Mama, Mama, Papa, hit me!
And now it's time for a Comedy Ship Christmas Comedy Cut. Here we are with Alan King and What's Wrong with Christmas.
Drop your pants, we're going sailing.
Now Christmas is upon us, and it's extortion time. Better known as payola. I have a list I'd like to share with you too. My wife's Christmas list, my hate list, my wife's own war on poverty. These are the people I have to pay off because it's Christmas. The newsboy, he has gray hair and a blue Cadillac. He's an ex-javelin thrower. Comes by the house 80 miles an hour with the papers, through the window, whether it's closed or open, makes no difference. Unless it's raining, then he leaves the paper outside. Then we have, of course, my laundryman. I never see him. He's the guy who starches my shorts. Comes the Christmas season, there he is with the package. Oh, happy Hanukkah, Mr. King. He's not Jewish, but he's crazy about our traditions. I'd like to... Oh, we have the cleaning man. Very interesting. Cleaning man, that's the guy that starts you on your collection of wire hangers, plastic covers, and tissue paper that breed faster than rabbits. Did you ever see the way the thing comes back from the cleaner? Wrapped in plastic, tissue paper through the sleeves, a cardboard collar to keep it straight, little red tags that you sit on all the time. And then, of course, the one sign that tells you it's come from the cleaners. Sorry, we couldn't get the spot out. In the true spirit of Christmas, they have the Ed Sullivan. Have you seen the Ed Sullivan doll? You wind it up, and it doesn't do a thing. It stands there, points. That's not really Ed Sullivan. That's the doll.
This has been a Comedy Ship classic comedy Christmas cut with Alan King.
Who's got the last laugh now?
And now it's time to check in with the lovely guys.
Gee, usually I have a very lonely Christmas. But look at this. It's from the Lonely Guy Christmas Project. It's a Google Home Mini. I'm gonna set it up. Merry Christmas, Google.
Yeah. Where the hell am I?
Oh, it's so nice to hear another voice.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Let me guess. You got me from the Lonely Guy Christmas Project.
Did you know, Google? You're probably my bestest friend in the whole wide world.
What do you want? I just woke up for crying out loud.
Don't be like that, Google. You know, I think I love you.
You and 1,000 other lonely guys.
But Google, we could have a very special relationship.
I thought you had a special relationship with your right hand, if you know what I mean.
I know I've done wrong, Google. I can be better. I'll make some New Year's resolutions.
Start by getting up job, you pathetic loser. My love doesn't come cheap. Mama needs some new AAA batteries.
I love you, Google. We can make it work.
We'll see. Now stop blocking the television and put some pants on.
This has been a lovely guy's Christmas.
Oh, by the way, I'm sleeping with your clock radio.
Well, look here, Jack, shuffling down the track. He's got a rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his sack. He's a boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountain like a hermit in a cave. Never had a haircut, never took a shave. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away. Rock, 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 Mr. Santa. Jump, 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 Mr. Santa. For your tree or candy for your socks. When he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks. Rock, Mr. Santa.
Those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
Hey, it's time once again for our annual Yuletide visit with Stan the Welcome Mat Man and his good friend Teddy the Topless Dancer.
Hey ho ho ho, good neighbors. This is your old pal Stan the Welcome Mat Man back at this festive Yule log season. and I'm here with my faithful sidekick, Teddy the Topless Dancer. Say hello, Teddy.
Hello, Teddy. I mean Stan. I mean all our listeners in the whole wide world.
What do you mean, the whole wide world? I thought our jury-rigged setup would only broadcast a maximum of 3 blocks at most. After all, I'm basically using a crystal radio set I purchased way back in 1974 from Radio Shack. I had to dig it out of my basement storage because this damn pandemic keeps us from accessing the studio at the radio station.
Well, the pandemic hit me hard too, Stan. As an exotic dancer, I can't get no in-person gigs no more. Birthday parties, stagettes, and Ladies' Aid Society luncheons can't get it. So I had to act quick-like so as not to lose out. So before everything shut down, I took a course on Internet for Dummies.
Don't tell me you attended some seminar down at that Pink O Community Center.
Now, I was at the old folks' home. I was the youngest one in the class.
How did you make out in the learning department?
I finished bottom of the class, so I think that's pretty good.
How do you figure that?
Well, the course was Internet for Dummies, so whoever finished at the top must be the biggest dummy.
Makes sense to me, Teddy. You're a true scholar. But what's this about us broadcasting out to the whole wide world?
The course I took helped me to set up an internet portal for live streaming over the worldwide information superhighway.
I think half of those words is made up, but do go on.
Well, Stan, I was able to broadcast myself doing my exotic dances to paying customers.
Very tasteful, no doubt.
You know it, Stan. I'm a topless dancer, so I always keep my pants on.
And people paid to see that over the internet?
Well, most of them paid to have me put my shirt back on, and there was the odd kinko who wanted me to take my socks off. They had to pay extra for that.
So you're telling me that with all your savvy new knowledge, you're able to broadcast our show all over the planet?
Well, not in Russia. Some towns in Mexico and all of South Dakota.
Who the hell cares? Just as long as everyone gets our message. And what is that message, Teddy?
Stop leaving the toilet seat up.
True that, but that's not what we're here for. We're out here, mobile, in your topish dancer van, telling people to stay home in this pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. Stan and I have had to quarantine here in my van for the last 6 months because of this coronavirus.
All because of the corona beer. Everyone should have been drinking old Yankee piss water like me and the Tedmeister.
Yeah. And we've had to use every bathroom left unlocked at local gas stations.
And some that wasn't. We were getting our point here, Teddy. The government has said to stay home and to limit gathering. So Teddy and I are driving around making sure that citizens is doing the right thing.
Tell them about how we busted old man Milford, Stan.
Yeah, right. Teddy and I was driving by old man Milford's place and we see all these cars parked in his driveway and up and down the street. Naturally, we blew the whistle on the old geezer for gathering over the limit. Probably with some illegal Christmas party or congregation to watch past episodes of Matlock.
That wasn't the case, Stan. It was for old man Milford's birthday party. He turned 100.
And he didn't invite us, the pisher.
Did you know that old man Milford fought in WW2, the Korean War, and Vietnam?
Shows he couldn't get along with anyone. Still, I'm sorry we got him busted on his birthday.
Oh, it's okay, Stan. He didn't have to do no jail time.
He didn't? Must have had an in with the fuzz or someone higher up.
No, he died.
What, from the corona?
No, from a dose of the clap he got from the hooker they got him for his birthday.
Died with his boots on. Good for him. John Wayne would have been proud.
The family's suing the hooker to get the money back.
Looks good on her. See, nothing good comes from gathering in crowds, and that's why Teddy and I are on patrol this Christmas.
To make sure Christmas parties don't get out of control.
That, and to make sure Santa Claus limits the number of his reindeer. He's going to have to make do with Dasher, Dancer, Cancer, and Nixon this year. He's going to have to skip a lot of houses, too, because he can't be in the homes with more than 5 people.
Then what's he going to do with all them presents?
Well, I'm proposing to old St. Nick that he drop them off here on the roof of your van, and we'll take care of them. What doesn't spoil over the holidays, we'll dump in the town square in the new year and let everyone else sort out themselves. Lessen our commission, of course.
What's that commission business, Stan?
That's our cut for minding their business for them.
Oh, I thought maybe commission was short for communism. I was hoping you went swinging that way.
What? Me be a commie pinko sympathizing bastard? Not on your tin type.
Speaking of Christmas presents, Stan, what did you get me for Christmas?
I don't know yet. I have to wait and see what Santa leaves us in charge of. I want you to pick yourself out something real nice from me.
You're all friggin' hot, Stan.
Well, after all, 'tis the season.
For peace on earth and goodwill to all.
No, a piece for me and a piece for you, and the rest can all go to Goodwill as a donation.
That brings a lump to my throat, Stan.
Or would you like one on your head to match?
Then my toque wouldn't fit.
Say goodnight and Merry Christmas, Teddy.
Good night and Merry Christmas, Teddy. Wait, you ain't gonna catch me in that one again. I ain't no dummy.
And you've got the diploma to prove it.
Actually, it was burned into a piece of wood. You're sitting on it.
Great, now I've got your name embossed into my ass.
Merry Christmas, Stan.
Merry Christmas, Teddy. And to the rest of you, stay safe and stay home, or you'll wind up like old man Milford. Just saying.
Well, that's it. You've been listening to our Dead from the Neck Up 25th Anniversary COVID-19 Quarantine Special. It's been a slice.
A pie? Make mine pumpkin.
Make mine poke in the eye. Bye.
I knew I must have unmuted the wrong bozos.
He's been Stephen Dafoe.
And he's been Scott Henderson.
And I've been in the bath the whole time.
And he's been Brian Dawkins.
And we've been dead from the neck up.
Merry Christmas, everybody.